Still only 4 hours away till sunrise. What I wouldn't give for this damn night to be over. And while our corrupt, liver-spotted cunts of government are upstate getting their fill of blood money, citizens of America are dying out here in the street. Well, not the rich Americans anyway. Streets around this time always give me the creeps, though. But I volunteered to do this. I can't just pussy out because it's purge night. I knew what was going down the moment I decided to volunteer. Yeah. Hey Trevor, what's going on? No, I'm good. Just picked up some homeless men about an hour ago. Some teenagers came and jumped in and stole all his stuff and left him to bleed out with a stab wound. Shipped him off to the clinic. Did you get him yet? Good. No, streets are fairly empty from what I'm seeing. Only the occasional wolf pack and a dead body. Have not seen anything too crazy yet. Yeah, I know. That's why I said yeah, Trevor. Purge night always gets crazy. I'll be fine out here. You know I prefer driving alone. Car's bulletproof. I got my guns and 9 miles to empty. I'm all good, Trevor. Worry about all the purge victims you got over there in the clinic. God, every year this happens, it seems like more and more people are getting killed, and I mean, people that the rich wouldn't give a rat's ass about anyways. Yeah, I know. Can't change everything overnight, and that's what voting is for. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just driving around to see if there's anything going down, but I... Wait a minute. Hang on a second, Trevor. I hear something. Someone's screaming. Let me get a little closer. Oh, it's a man. He looks like he's hurt too. Limping. Oh, looks like he's bleeding. Hang on. He just fell. Fuck. And now he's being chased. At least 5 people, and they all have weapons and masks on. Hang on, Trevor. I'll call you back. I gotta take this. Where did I put those dang guns? Hey! Get the fuck away from him. Can you not hear me? I said get the fuck away from him. You get any closer to him and you will be bleeding out in the fucking street. Do you understand? Now go! Hey, are you all right? Sir? Can you hear me? No, shh. It's okay. Don't move much. You've got bruises all over and you're bleeding from both your foot and head, it looks like. Hey, no. Oh, I'm not going to hurt you. Come on. Look at the symbol on my shirt. See? Purge Rescue Clinic. You ever heard of it? Yeah, we're pretty small, but there's plenty of physicians to know what's going on over there. I just drive around rescuing folks. What's your name? Nice to meet you. I'm Dee. Here, can you stand? Oh, don't worry. I've got you. Come on, let's go get in the car. It's going to be a lot safer in there. So, what were you doing out there? Why were those people after you? Yeah, they were hired. I know what organization you're talking about. Those sick, rich fucks send out groups of hitmen to kidnap people off the streets and use them for their own personal purge. So, they broke into your apartment, and when you fought back, they beat the shit out of you. But you escaped. Looks like you've been running for hours. Don't worry, I'll get you to the clinic as quickly as I... Oh, fuck. Okay. The shortcut to the clinic is blocked off, and we're already really far away from its clinic. And there's still 4 hours till sunrise. Damn it. Okay, well, we can't stay out here. Don't worry. It's okay. I will think of something else. Okay, I've got an idea. You can stay with me for the night. I live just 3 minutes away from here, and it's the safest spot we have right now. I've got a first aid kit and a bathtub if you need to clean off the blood, but only if you want to. I know I'm a stranger, and you have every right to be wary of me, given what's already happened to you tonight. I would completely. You'll go? All right, great. Strap yourself in, because we gotta move as quickly as possible, and we need to get off these streets ASAP. All right, well, here we are. Sorry about the mess, and I know it's pretty small. It's cute? Oh, well, that's the first time I've heard that. Come on, gently now. Just go and sit on the couch. I'll run and get a few items. All right, so I've got the first aid kit, a towel, and some clothes in case you want to take a bath, and a glass of water. You're welcome. Did you want to take the bath now, or? Okay, let me show you to it. Feeling better? No, it's. You look pretty cute in my clothes. That hoodie's practically a crop on you. I don't mean to embarrass you. Not embarrassed, huh? Okay. Here. Come sit next to me on the couch. I've got the first aid kit already open and ready to go. Your injuries look pretty minor, but that is pretty nasty gash on your forehead. Looks like you might have hit your head when you fell, and you'll need stitches. Don't worry, it'll be quick. We can do this one of two ways. I can take care of the gash first and the scratches second, or vice versa. Your choice. Scratches first, fine by me. Okay, hold still while I put this alcohol on you so nothing gets infected. Yeah, it stings a bit, but it goes away quickly. And then I'll put numbing cream on them. Yeah, I'm sorry this happened to you. Yeah, you're right to feel lucky about surviving. That this whole night just it brings out the evil in everyone. Yeah, don't thank me. I'm just doing my job. I'm really glad I was there in time. And there. You're all done with those scratches. Now, let's start on this gash. I'm going to do the same thing that I did to your scratches. Okay. Yep. Alcohol burn. Yep, it burns. Ugh. But here, some numbing cream. And hopefully, you won't feel the needle too much. All right, then. Here we go. Squeeze my hand if you want to. It'll be quick, I promise. Just hold your breath and squeeze my hand, okay? That's it. Good boy, you're doing so well. I'm almost done. Keep breathing. Talk? You want me to talk? About anything? Okay. Well, I fucking hate this night, and sometimes I wish I never became a volunteer. I try to help out in any way I can. It's kind of stupid, but I always wanted to be a hero since I was a kid. I figured becoming a volunteer for the rescue clinic during Purge Night would satisfy it, though doing this night haunts me months later once it's over. Well, let me apply the gauze, and there we go. You're finished. It'll hurt for a bit, and just don't touch it. I've done my own stitches before, and I'm pretty handy with it. I still have some scars that have yet to fade. You want to see? You sure? They're pretty shocking. Okay, well, don't say I didn't warn you. Most of these right here are from knives, some nicks, some scars. A lot of them didn't go in as deep, but they hurt like a bitch. Now, let me lift up my shirt. It's one on my right side. Got shot twice 2 years ago after crashing a purge killing party. Bunch of wealthy fucks got together, kidnapped some poor people, and slaughtered them in their own personal hunting ground. Oh, right here is. Ooh, what are you doing? It was fine. You just surprised me. You can touch it if you want. Yeah, your fingers are warm. There's one right here too, right under my belly button. Fucker stabbed me and left me to bleed. Yeah, you can touch it. Oh, wow. Oh, your hand is nice and warm. No, this isn't weird unless you make it weird. I just treated your wounds and saved you, so this really isn't anything too awkward. Man, I like this. It feels nice. Oh, you know, you're really handsome. I was thinking the same thing during the car ride, even with that nasty gash. Doesn't take away how fucking handsome you are. Can I kiss you? Thank you. Oh, your hands feel so good on me. Is it okay if I touch you too? Just let me know if it hurts, okay? I'm serious, I really don't want to hurt you. You are warm. Oh my goodness. Like a furnace. I'm just going to hop on your lap. If you don't mind, let me know if I put too much weight on you. I don't want to hurt you. Hey, don't laugh. I have a right to be worried. I just saved you from certain death, and Oh, look, I know we barely know each other, but I'd be lying if I said I'm not happy that you're here with me. So tonight you're gonna be mine. Is that okay with you? Kiss me again. Run your hands down my body, my chest, my arms. everything I want. I want to touch you too. Let's get this hoodie off, should we? As outstanding as you look in it, I want to see what you look like without it. You are so handsome. I'm saying that too much, but it's true. Please, please don't hide yourself from me. Oh, and those bruises and scratches. They only tell me how strong you really are. Is that good? My lips trailing up and down. Your body kissing your wounds. Let's get my tits in your mouth. Oh, baby, that feels good. Oh, fuck. Oh, your mouth is so good at that. Here, let me spread my legs. Look at me. I am getting very, very wet. I can't wait for you to taste me. Feel that lovely mouth on my cunt. But before we do that, I need to know that you really want this. I want to take away all those bad thoughts, everything you've experienced tonight, and I want your head to be filled with nothing but me and the pleasure I'm giving you. So tell me, baby, is this really what you want? Good. Heck. Oh, what did I say? I knew your mouth would be good at that too. You sweet, sweet boy, have quite a talent for that. Let me grab your head. You're so soft. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Wait, you're gonna make me come. I don't wanna come yet. I wanna come with you and me. Wait. Stop. It's my turn. I wanna get that dick in my mouth. Let me climb down here. It's now your turn. You spread your legs. There, wider. Good boy. Let me take this belt and zip you. That is a beautiful cock. Is absolutely delicious. I can't wait to have it in my pussy. Oh. How's that feel, baby? Do you like me taking you into my mouth? Real deep into my throat. Or do you just want me to kiss that little tiny kisses all along the shaft? And one kiss for the tip. But I'm no tease. No coming in my mouth. I waited. You have to wait too. Right. You're gonna lay down on the couch, and now I'm gonna hop on top of you and just lower myself onto your cock. Oh, it feels even better in my pussy than it did in my mouth. Oh, 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 fuck, come here, let me kiss you. Oh, thrust of into me. I can feel how bad you want this. Yeah, you want this. Let me come down there so I can hold you close. Oh, don't stop. Show me what you got. Oh, show me how much you appreciate me saving you tonight. Okay. All right. That's enough. That's enough of me pretending that I'm in charge. You need to get on top now. Let me get my legs over your shoulders and oh, baby, that's so fucking deep. Oh, take me. Oh, I need to feel all of you inside. Fuck, I'm pushing back. Fuck, baby, I need you to come. I need you to come. I'm so close, please. Please, please come with me. I need you to come with me. Please, please, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Come with me. Come with me. Give me all that cum, please. Fill my pussy up, please. Please. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn. Kiss me. Oh, put all that weight on me. I need to feel it. Oh. Let me hold you tight with you on top of me. Oh. What happens now? Fuck, I'm not sure. But I do know that after this night, I want to see where this goes. This us, you and me. I mean, I don't want this to be just another purge fling or whatever. I think our meeting was for a reason. Or maybe I'm just going crazy. You want that too? That makes me so happy. Hey, you hear that? Yeah, listen. Whew, those are the sirens. Purge night is over. I guess time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, baby. We're safe for now, at least. We should probably get up soon and go to the rescue clinic. They need all the help they can get over there. But after some breakfast, you in the mood for coffee? I can see that grin says yes. Come on then, babe.